I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us, I dare say, lament the violence that seems to saturate so many corners of our international and more personal worlds. Bullet exchanges in the Middle East, Central Asia, the South Side of Chicago, and the South Side of Providence. Sniper attacks, school shootings, stabbings that spring out of domestic violence. And now cyberbullying that sadly has led to a stunning number of adolescent suicides. We know we want this madness to stop, and we want to know how it starts in the first place. This week, we hear from Joanna Brown, who has seen the fallout of violence up close, and who has compelling thoughts about where some of it begins.
My older son loves his Fun Loom. It is a simple, plastic, white contraption with pegs arranged in four long rows. On it, he builds bracelets that are works of art. He concentrates intently on YouTube videos on which other children offer instruction as to how to turn tiny colored rubber bands into intricate patterns. Fishtail, Starburst, and confetti are a few. Then he spends hours making beautiful armbands for himself, his family, and his friends. The task of making these crafts knows no gender preference. Boys and girls relish the work equally. Many other toys marketed to my sons are different. Legos, games, and superhero items with violent themes abound. In our household, because of our concerns about gun violence, we do not allow toy guns. It can be a near futile exercise to go to the local toy store and try to find an age-appropriate Lego set without guns. When our children receive a present, they have grown accustomed to the ritual of sifting through the pieces and offering up the offending items for the trash. Popular superhero powers tend to be built on destruction rather than creation. A shield that shatters anything in its path or razor-sharp claws. It is difficult to find graphic novels or comic books for children in which the plots are not dominated by violence. Some might say toys and books are one thing, real life is another. Boys will be boys. They should have access to toys that allow them to enact their violent instincts and learn to mold these instincts in pro-social ways. I don't see the value of engaging in an argument about nature versus nurture. I love the physicality and vitality I see in my kids. What I will say is that day after day, I see the destruction that our violent culture wreaks on children in our society. In my job, I work as a physician at a juvenile detention center. I have helped young people address physical and emotional effects of gunshot and stab wounds, whether recent or long ago. Their roles as perpetrators and victims of violence shape their lives in immutable ways, and some of them die. So I applaud Fun Looms and all they represent. I'm in favor of toys that demand concentration, craft, and creation. I believe in them.
Joanna Brown is medical director at the Rhode Island Training School and also leads primary care innovation efforts out of the Brown University Family Medicine Department. She lives in Providence with her spouse, Rebecca, and their two sons. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.